This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, you win? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And welcome to another episode of Went to Mow Kings Meadow, the podcast that focuses exclusively on our wonderful women's team. On the show this week, we'll be completing a keep, sell, loan assessment of the squad. But before I do that, I must stress that keep, sell, loan is a trademark registered, copyright owned by London is Blue podcast. But they very kindly let us use the format in return for a few drinks when they come over to Kings Meadow next season. And now we've got the sort of legal stuff out of the way so we don't get sued. We can get on with the show. So joining me as ever is my wonderful coach, Jane. Jane, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, Dean. Looking forward to this episode.
Yeah, lots of content recently, isn't there? So seeing so much of each other.
I know, we see each other every day.
Yeah, and we couldn't do this alone, so we needed to get some special help in, and we got one of the very best. It's Kerry from the Chelsea Women's Supporters Group. Kerry, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, good to hear. I see you went on the supporters group sort of golf and pizza day. Why don't you tell the listener a bit about that and how maybe they can get involved next time if they wanted to?
Yeah, so Chris, he organised it on the Facebook group page. He organises day outs for us. So yeah, if you just see a post from Chris saying about a day out, just come along because it's just so much fun. Just everyone gets along. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, so make sure you obviously join the Chelsea Women's Supporters Group on Facebook. This is where this sort of stuff goes down, not just on Twitter. Facebook is the place to go for that. And they're obviously free to anyone to go. Anyone that wants to be a part of that, they can do, because the Chelsea Women's Supporters Group are open to everyone, as long as you love Chelsea women, basically. So this episode we're going to do the goalkeepers and defenders. We're going to give you the results of our Twitter poll, which got over 6,000 votes altogether. If you add up all the players, the average was 246. So lots of opinions, some good, some bad, but we'll get through that. So we'll get started with our number one from last season, Anne Katrin Berger. Her Twitter vote received 252 votes. It was 95% keep, 4% sell, and 1% loan. Jane, what's your thinking on this one?
I would say to keep Berger. I think she's been on a really good form last season, and I think that she'll carry that on into next season. So I'm looking forward to seeing how she plays out and how she helps us out like she's done it in the last season.
Yeah, Kerry, you echo those sentiments from Jane about AKB?
Yeah, there's only one option. It's just to keep her.
Yeah, I think probably it's another season with AKB as number one. You're looking to bring our next player, Sakira Muzovic, in. Now, she received 236 votes. 83% said keep, 5% said sell, and 12% said loan. Jane, do you think another season maybe on the bench is right for her, or do you think maybe a loan could be an option to get her playing in England more regularly while AKB is still number one?
I think we should keep her in the squad. I think with the amount of games that we're going to be playing, I think it'll be good to obviously have that sort of goalkeeper rotation, and we can play the likes of Sakira in games that we can sort of not sit back and relax, but games that are just that little bit easier, like when we played against West Ham. But then on the other side, you think, oh, would she be better going out on loan and then give her that more play time, play regularly?
Yeah, Kerry Sakira, obviously with the Swedish national team at the Olympics this summer. Do you think she's going to want to be challenging for the number one spot, or should we sort of thinking I still need to settle in England? Or what's your thoughts?
Well, I think she'll be challenging for the, like, from the games that she's played, she's done well. So yeah, I think she'll be challenging for the number one spot. I would keep her. I don't see her improving if she went out on loan. I don't know. It's a hard one, that one, because you need to have at least two world class, like, quality keepers. So yeah, I would keep her.
Yeah, for me, she stays. I think the problem is with a loan, she needs to go to a team that's like Chelsea, where they're going to have the ball, and then maybe she needs to make one save in the 80th minute. And the only teams like that are probably Man City and probably Arsenal. And you're not going to send your second goalkeeper to one of your rivals for the title next season. The next player on the list, Carly Telford, obviously is a player/coach, so a bit of a different role for her. She received 225 votes, 46% said keep, 37% said sell, and 17% said loan. Kerry, obviously the move to a coach is better suited for Carly now she's coming towards sort of the end of her career. There's a very high number to sell. I was quite surprised by that. What's your thinking with Carly?
I would keep her. She knows she won't be getting as many game times, and she's slowly heading towards retirement. So I can't see any benefits going out on loan, and there's no point really selling her. And yeah, she's going to help all the youngsters coming up. So I would keep her.
Yeah, Jane, Kerry makes a good point there about being there for the youngsters. And obviously we've got some academy goalkeepers sort of joining up with the first team squad next season. So having that experience, she's also gone to the Olympics because of that experience. So that's going to be invaluable to Emma and the team, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's sort of the reason she sort of went for that player/coach role, because I think she wants to see out her career at Chelsea, and she didn't want to move elsewhere. She wanted to stay at Chelsea. So her coming in as this coach is helping us in ways, because obviously she's training them academy goalkeepers up to be standards that she is.
Yeah, talking of academy goalkeepers, the last one on the list is Emily Orman. She got 213 votes, 30% said keep, 10% said sell, and 60% said to go out on loan. I think there's obviously more scope for teams to her to go on loan to, but is she going to get a better year with Chelsea playing for the academy still but training with the first team, Kerry, or would you think loaning her to play senior football at this stage of her career, while we've got two very good goalkeepers in AKB and Muzovic, could be the better for her?
Yeah, I would say loan. I think she will gain more experience going out and playing. She said senior football than playing with the academy. She'll get to play in like the real world, what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, Jane, there are a few teams where she could go, where she could be quite busy every week. Do you think using this time where Chelsea have got AKB, Muzovic and Telford as a free is enough for Emily to go out and earn her stripes?
Yeah, I think obviously you saw last season, I don't think she managed to play at all, because you've got three top goalkeepers. So sort of having that fourth one, it would be better for her to get the experience to go out on loan, because there is a lot of teams that she'd be able to get a lot more play time, and she'll be able to get that experience and then come back to Chelsea and try and fight for that number one spot.
Yeah, I think where she hasn't played for such a long time, because obviously there was no academy football due to COVID and the league being curtailed, she's obviously missed quite a bit of her development, and maybe you need to accelerate that by sending her, you know, into the deep end, so to speak, and picking one of them teams maybe at the bottom end of the WSL and, you know, letting her face 25 shots a game in order to sort of maybe speed up that development and then come back perhaps with AKB left this next summer or Telford retires, etc., and there's a place for her. let us know your thoughts on the goalkeepers, what you would do if you were Emma Hayes. See all the usual Twitter, Instagram, Discord. Write me a letter, shout at me in the street, whatever you want to do. Let's move on to defenders then. We'll start on the right-hand side with Mara Mielder. She received 248 votes, 96% keep, 2% sell and 2% loan. Kerry, 4% of those 248 people idiots?
Yes. She's done nothing wrong since she joined the club. I mean, I know there's always going to be doubts about injuries, but we have to see when we get there. But oh, yeah, she's definitely staying, in my opinion.
Yeah, Jane, Marin's one of the more senior members of the squad. And I say that, I think that somebody's older than her. I know she's had that big injury, but we don't know the level that she's going to return to. Obviously, we've seen Fran return from injury at an incredible level. You wouldn't want to write her off yet, would you?
No, I don't see why people want to put her on loan or sell her. Obviously, she's had this injury and she is slowly coming back quite well. Obviously, we're lucky that it wasn't as bad as what it was. But sort of the way Fran came back, like Marin could come back the same way. And next season, she could have a phenomenal season.
Yeah, it's very good to see her moving with the ball again on Instagram, showing that she's going in the right direction. Obviously, she's got pre-season now. Quite a while between for the women's team actually come back because of the Olympics. So she should be ready to go. The player that deputised for her at the end of last season, Jess Carter, she received 236 votes. 67% keep, 16% sell and 17% loan. Kerry, where do you sit with Jess Carter? Because some people don't like her, some people do.
It depends on which Jess Carter turns up. I don't know which way to go. And based on this current squad now, I probably would keep her. But it depends on which Jess we keep. Because we can see she's got quality, especially against Wolfsburg, Bayern. But then she's had some poor games as well. But yeah, I'll keep her.
Yeah, Jane, I'm going to say my piece and then you can come in at the end because personally, I don't think she's quite at the level that we need to be aspiring to. And that's the level that Barcelona showed us in the final when they absolutely tore her to pieces. And that's, you know, not a criticism of her as a person. I think Neve Charles could be a better option in the future. And if you've got Marin coming back, I don't see the game she's going to play. So if there's an option to sell her, then I think maybe that's what you would do with a player like that. So you keep increasing the quality of the squad. Although she did have some very good games, as Kerry said, I don't think she offers enough going forward. What's your views on Jess? Because she does split opinion.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Chidge.
JK. In all the years you've been following Chelsea, you hardly ever miss a match, home or away. But how would you feel if you couldn't be there and it's not on TV?
Oh, Chidge, I'd be bereft. Inconsolable. The thought of missing my beloved Blue Boys live. It's all too much.
I know, JK, I know. It's all a bit too much, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, panic not. NordVPN have come to the rescue.
They have?
Yep, NordVPN allows us to watch any match, even if it's not on live TV here.
They do?
Yeah, they do. With just one click, they switch your virtual location to a country which is showing the match, and they act as your cyber bodyguard whilst online, protecting your personal data and sensitive info like card details and passwords.
Oh, wow, great. But yeah, I bet that'll cost me a fortune.
Actually, JK, it's only the price of a cup of coffee per month, and you can use your account across 6 devices. It's a bargain, JK. And best of all, no more tears for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, NordVPN. I'm so happy. I could cry. Where do I sign up, Ginge?
Well, to get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/ChelseaFancast. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee, and you'll help support the Chelsea Fancast. The link is in the podcast episode description box.
I think it is a tough one. Like, she sort of replaced Marin, like, stepped up her game when Marin got injured. And she did play some brilliant games. But then, like Kerry said, it just depends what Jess turns up on the day. So it is tough, but I think I would keep her for now.
Okay. Are you two going to sell anyone? Probably not.
Probably not, no.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But let's move on. I've added Neve Charles into the defenders list because I think the future for her as a footballer is as a fullback. I think she showed that in her performances against Atletico Madrid and so on. She received 237 votes, 91% keep, 3% sell, and 6% for a loan. Kerry, she's got to stay, hasn't she?
Yeah, who's loaning her? Who's kicked loan her out? She's staying 100%. She's one of our best players.
Yeah, wait till the next player. That'll blow your mind.
Okay.
Jane, Neve stays. Do you agree with me putting her as a defender, or do you think she should be with the midfielders?
I think I would put her in the defender. She's played quite well when she's played in the defence. I would definitely keep her. For her to come from Liverpool, who was relegated the season sort of as she joined, and to come in, so from go to the bottom of the league to the top of the league, she's like done brilliantly and she's fitted in so well as well. So I don't see why anyone would want to sell her or even loan her out. She is a definite keep.
Yeah, I agree with that, with Neve. The next player is the captain, Magda Eriksson. She received 268 votes. Only 97% of people said keep. 1% said to sell. 2% said to loan. I feel like Liam Neeson. We'll find you and we'll kill you. Jane Magda. She's the captain. She's going to stay. I don't know what's going on. 3% of people.
Yeah, no. People that sell or loan, I don't know. But she's a definite keep. We can't get rid of our captain. No way.
Yeah. Kerry, she's Emma Hayes on the pitch. Why would 3% of people say to not have her in the team next season?
Well, I don't think they're Chelsea fans, who voted for them. Because... yeah, she's the captain. Like, we have no one else to replace her, really, either.
There's an imposter among us, I think, is the only logical explanation. What about her defensive partner, then, Millie Bright? She received 253 votes. 90% said keep, 8% said to sell, 2% said to loan. Jane, in our transfer special we did with Rob and Mia, I said that if you were being... you know, sort of overcritical of the team, you probably could look at Millie Bright's position and say we could get a player of better quality, but her importance to the squad goes beyond that, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's no way you can get rid of Millie. Like, the same goes to Magda. You have to keep them both. The way they sort of play together, I just think getting rid of one wouldn't work out as we'd like. So, yeah, Millie's a definite keep as well.
And Kerry, I'm judging by the frame behind you, that's not going to the rubbish dump, is it?
Oh, no, that's definitely not.
Yeah, Millie's going to stay, right?
Yeah, you can't get game. I mean, I get what you're saying about we could improve, but can't think of any players that could improve that we could get at the moment. So I definitely would keep Millie, vice captain as well.
Yeah, only in a sense of like, if you could, there are defenders in Europe that are probably better than her, then that's not a criticism of her. She's a very good defender. Mm-hmm. That's why it's sort of an overcritical thinking of the squad. But like I said, her leadership on and off the pitch is invaluable to the whole team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, 10% of people this time are idiots. So they're getting worse. On to the two more controversial members of the defensive unit, both left-backs. Jonna Andersson, 229 votes. Only 67% of people said keep. 25% said sell and 8% said loan. Kerry, is she coming for criticism towards the end of the season as being sort of the weak link? She missed out on the place in the Champions League final. I thought she had a very good season, and I rate her very highly as a left back. So what's your thoughts on Jonna? What do you do with her?
Again, she's one of the, as you said, she had really good games and then she had some poor games. I don't know if we play her in the best position, like she's more like a wing back. So if we changed to like a 3-5 formation, it might suit her better. I think she plays okay against the, she plays when it's like the lesser teams, but it seems like when it's her higher quality, she might sometimes struggle. But as we have no one else, I think we'll keep her.
Yeah, that's a good point. Jane, I feel at times that Jonna probably doesn't get the support she needs from the players in front of her, which is normally G on the left-hand side, and that's not G's game really to be a defensive-minded player. Do you think she was unfairly criticised and the votes for her to stay are a bit low?
I think personally I would keep her just because we've not really got any other option to play there. I think obviously missing out on that Champions League final game was a bit, I was a bit confused that she didn't start for it, but then I feel like she can show up in games and prove that she does deserve that spot.
Yeah, I always say keep for Jonna. I think she's a very good defender. And when we played with Erin in front of her, you did sort of notice the left side as a problem. And there were times when Emma was on, shouting at her to go higher, then getting in down that side. And it's not really her fault, in my opinion. But the people have spoken. And I think that's another probably position where if a better left back comes available, then do you make the move for it? But if not, then I think you should be happy that she's there. The cover in her position, Hannah Blundell, again, 229 votes. Only 52% said keep, 31% said sell, and 17% said loan. Kerry, she's 27 now. She's not sort of a youngster anymore. She's not really made a mark in the team. Sort of, has it come to the end now for her?
I think I love Hannah. I love her, though. That's the issue. Like, with Chelsea, I might just keep. But
taking the personal side away from it.
So yeah, taking the personal side because she's through and through and she's been there from forever. She's part of the furniture. But for her development, I think we have to sell her. For her, she deserves to be playing. She's better than be sitting on the bench or in the stands.
Yeah, Jane, obviously a footballer's career is not that long. And at 27, there's maybe 3 or 4 years where she's at the peak of her powers. For her sake, it's probably best that she does go to a team, maybe like, I don't want to say Tottenham because they're a rival of ours, but, a team that's sort of settled in the WSL, maybe a Reading, and she plays consistently to sort of have something to show for her career when she looks back rather than, I was part of Chelsea, but I didn't really play.
Yeah, I've said a few times this season, I think she should be sold or go out on loan just to help herself, really. Like, there's no fault to her own, but she could go to a different team and get so much more play time and she could develop as a player. So I would either sell her or put her out on loan just to help her. Obviously, like, she deserves a place in the England squad, and I think by going to a different team she'll get that regular start in, and then that will just help her improve, get into England and play international.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's because, she's not good enough. I think just the level that we want to aspire to now is a Champions League winner. And is she that level? And it's probably a no. And that's not to say she's a bad player, but, you want to see players like Hannah playing week in, week out. As Kerry said, she loves her as a person. So you want her for her own happiness to be playing every week. But again, she's a naturally left-footed player that we haven't got many of them in the squad. Maybe that's a reason that she stays, and maybe Emma puts a bit more trust into the squad when we're playing, the lesser teams of the league. But after what happened against, going to forget the team, it was Brighton, wasn't it, that beat us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after what happened against Brighton, let's not be so sure. But if we are focusing on Europe more, then maybe the league is a back burner and there's a place then for Hannah to play. For me, it's sell, but again, let us know what you think. If this is on YouTube at some point, maybe comment. If it's not, then tweet us and stuff like that. that's going to end part one. We're going to have another discussion on the midfielders and the attackers soon, whenever we get to arrange that, Jane.
We'll find a date.
Yeah, we will. Good fun, though, to sort of go through it in that format, do you think?
Yeah, I think it was a good format to see what obviously people have thought themselves. Some of the people that have voted definitely aren't Chelsea fans. But yeah, it's interesting to hear other people's opinions on players as well.
Yeah, there was a lot of comments when the polls went up, like who's voting to sell. So I think we do want to round some people up and take away their access to the internet because they're not using it responsibly. Kerry, thank you for joining us at sort of late notice. Do you want to give yourself sort of your own Twitter a plug and the supporters group and how people can find you?
The Chelsea Women, so on Facebook it's just Chelsea Women Supporters Group. On Twitter it's the same. Basically it's all the same, Chelsea Women. Just type in Chelsea Women Supporters Group and it will all come up.
Yeah, I think when you type Chelsea Women, that's the first result, regardless of anyone else's Twitter name, because they're the biggest and the best. Another big thank you to our Patreons for their continued support. If you're listening to this on Patreon, thank you. If you're not listening to this on Patreon, then you really need to sign up because they've listened to this episode for a week now and you haven't. So you're really missing out. We've also got our new summer series, My Daughter the Professional. The first episode, The Making of Bethany England, is available on there now. So make sure you sign up on www.patreon.com/WentToMoKingsMeadow. Our Twitter is at MoKingsMeadow. I'm at DMears. Jane is at JaneChapelX. Our Instagram is WentToMoKingsMeadow. Trying to think of anything else we do. We do the free newsletter, which is on Substack. Look in the description for the link for that. It's a free newsletter that goes every Wednesday into your inbox. It's free to join.
Go straight into my inbox.
Yeah, Kerry gets it. I've just finished tomorrow's tonight. So unless anything happens between now and tomorrow morning, that'll be sent. Or it happens just after I send it, as they did last week with the Champions League TV rights, which was nice of them. But that's in this week's. So, you know, if you forgot, you're going to remember tomorrow when you receive that. Yeah, I'm going to stop talking now because I'm talking nonsense. Jane, Kerry, thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Until next time, Chelsea fans. From King's Meadow to Wembley, keep that blue flag flying high.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNuggets share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.